A Prayer for When You Feel Disappointment by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Romans 4:20-21. I prayed for God's will to be done, but I was positive I knew what it was. Surely God would give me and my husband the house we had just bid on. I prayed for an attitude of surrender, but deep inside I thought, surely God wanted to bless us with a house that seemed to meet our needs perfectly. Until I got the text, no house. I forced myself to say, I will praise God anyway. However, I also felt disappointed and angry because I'd have to continue my 1-hour commute to work and spend yet another weekend looking at houses. Maybe you also have been praying for something, only to have your hopes dashed time and time again. Perhaps you've asked God for a job, healing, or a child. Abraham has something to teach us. Can you imagine the pain of discovering Sarah was still not pregnant month after month for 80 years? Yet Scripture informs us, in hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations. Romans 4:18. Today's verse tells us, no unbelief made Abraham waver. Despite setbacks, his faith grew stronger. Abraham focused on the promise of God rather than on his current circumstances. He lived with an attitude of worship. He gave glory to God by focusing on God's power and ability to fulfill his promises. Abraham continued praising God, even though he didn't see results. If a long time of waiting on God to answer prayer has discouraged your faith, consider following Abraham's example. Turn your gaze away from the result you don't see and toward God, who is working his wonderful plans for your life. Consider what promise of God you can lean on today and keep your focus on him. Keep praising God. If doubt is entering your heart, turn on worship music and sing along. Praise him often for his attributes and power. You'll be strengthened in your faith, just like Abraham was. Let's place our hope not in a specific outcome, but in the God who never fails to show us steadfast love and faithfulness. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you know the prayers I've prayed and the answers I cannot yet see. I bring my discouragement to you and pray that you'll renew my hope again. Help me remember, prayer is less about getting specific answers and more about developing a relationship with you. Father, teach me to pray so that my heart is focused on you more than on the results I'm hoping for. Show me promises from your word that speak to my situation, and give me discernment to understand whether my prayer aligns with your word or not. Help me walk by faith and not by sight. Give me the grace I need to continue praising you even when I can't see you working as I'd like. Lord, you're loving, compassionate, and faithful to your people. I praise you for all the ways you've provided for me and protected me in the past. Thank you for the many blessings I enjoy today. Thank you for my salvation, for the death of Jesus Christ. I praise you, my living hope. When my faith falters, help me believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.